A Glimpse of Porcelain by Melissa R. Mendelssohn. A for sale sign hung outside the antique store. Boxes and boxes of items rested by the curb. The door was left wide open. There was no sign of life. But Paige hoped that he was there, and she pulled up in front near the boxes. A moment later, the elderly man emerged with another box in his hands. He almost growled at her. He pulled his gaze away and dropped the box in his hands onto the ground. Then he turned away and hurried back towards his store. "What's your name?"
"Excuse me?"
"Your name. I don't know your name." The curse didn't start with me. She flinched. I tried to stop it. You let it out.
"I know," Paige said more to herself than him. "I'm sorry." "Sorry doesn't cut it." He took another step away.
"You didn't know. My daughter didn't either." He looked hard at Paige. "I'm sorry."
"Does your family know?"
"No, I can't tell them."
"Don't."
"Simple as that."
"Is it?"
"You can't stop this thing, Paige." She looked surprised that he knew who she was. "I used to be good friends with your grandfather before." He trailed away.
"Doesn't matter now, does it?"
"No."
"Go home, Paige." Took another step away from her. "You know me, but I don't know you."
He looked older than before. Tired. He was waiting. Waiting for that curse to strike again. He could have warned Paige, instead of trying to scare her away and angering her sister. But Paige couldn't blame him. She didn't even know what to do now, and the look on his face confirmed it.
"Leave it be," he warned her.
"Just leave it be." Paige slowly nodded as a tear slipped down her face. "Goodbye, Paige."
"Goodbye."
Now she turned to walk away. "Mr. Evans."
"What?"
"Call me Mr. Evans." And with that said, he disappeared back inside the building.
Mr. Evans.
Paige remembered him. He used to play cards with her grandfather and Neo. That was a very long time ago. She didn't even recognize him. He looked so much older now, but he was a year younger than her grandfather. It was the curse, the burden of it, keeping it from the world, and Paige let it out.